You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I have Te Huhu with me here today to talk about their new single, Turanga Waiwai, which, can I just say, is an absolute banger. I was listening, having a little listen just prior to this. But yeah, so how are you today? I'm here with Cam, if you want to...
Kia ora, yeah. Thank you. Those are very kind words. Appreciate it.
No worries.
I'm going well. Sitting down on a couch talking to you. Feels good.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear. Get nice and comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
So how does it feel having Turanga Waiwai released?
Great, actually. Like you say, it's kind of a faster one for us, I guess. Probably one of the fastest songs we've ever done. We don't really do, air quotes, bangers like that. We're more of a slow burn kind of band, but... But yeah, no, it's rad. It's good. I mean, it's a lot of work, but you know how it is.
Yeah. No, I did say banger, but to be honest, like, oh, it is a banger. But it definitely gave
It's got a bit of pace.
Yeah, and it definitely gave a very kind of like visceral image to it. Like, I don't know, like I felt very grounded while listening to it. I felt very like connected almost to,
Brilliant. Yeah,
like my surroundings. So I hope that was kind of the vibes you were hoping to set, but yeah.
That's the meaning of the word in a sense, Turanga Waiwai. It's... quite literally translated, a place to stand or where you feel comfortable in your home. So that is definitely what I was trying to convey.
Oh, perfect.
We were as a band.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me on to, what was the story behind the song?
Just that. I spent some time out at my friend's place, acoustic guitarist in the band Sam. He's got a place in Afiti Peninsula, and that was definitely my Turanga Waiwai for a long time, and it's his family's area as well, so... Just outlook, you know, overlooking the West Coast, me and him just strumming away, thinking about what matters to us, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, wow. No, that sounds beautiful. I really want to go, like, West Coast, to be honest. Like, is this West Coast South Island or West?
It's West Coast North Island. It's actually, some of your listeners might have heard of a little festival called Field of Dreams. It's really small. Auckland Festival. There's many of those little buzzy festivals. It's kind of one of those ones. But it's out Waiuku, and then you keep going west and you hit Awhitu and you're right out there on the beach pretty much. Yeah.
Man, no, that sounds grand. Man.
Like, we built a stage out of these macro carpet trees on the hill there and built the stage. So you're sort of looking at this big lake where it's like an old par site actually. And then there's two rolling breakers and you can sort of see the hills, see the waves through there.
That's gorgeous. Wow. No, wow. Like, I'm getting very, like, picturesque scenes in my mind right now. Just from, like, the way you're describing it. And, like, I love those little festivals, too. Like, where, like, it's all, you know, DIY and, like, people, like, just come together and create, like, well, yeah, the atmosphere that they want to create, basically.
I think New Zealanders, we love that little festival vibe. We seem to do it really well. Sometimes it'll only be like 80 people going or something, and it'll just be like a sick bonfire, and that's the main attraction. Or, you know, like just a bunch of crummy bands that are just getting the shit together or whatever. You know, it's rad. Like, it's a cool scene.
Yeah.
I prefer it to like the big gigs, you know.
Yeah. I can't say I haven't actually been to a festival yet, but I think that's definitely on my bucket list for this summer. I was going to go to, I don't know if you've heard of Welcome to Nowhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was going to go to that. That didn't end up going to, but yeah, no, this summer, maybe I'll check out, do they still do the field?
Field of Dreams might be happening. We have to have a word with Sam, but I hit up Camp Olohom recently down there, down your way, so that was real, man.
But anyways, what aspects of the land do you think you bring the most into your music?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, specifically that song, Turanga Waiwai, actually opens with Alistair Fraser. Tonga Puro, he's playing like a massive Māori horn. And it's a sample from a RNZ session he did, so that's quite a literal sense of it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't use any quantization in the music. We just let the band play and we sort of play to our own tempo, so it can move and shift. And I think that's important. It sort of gets a bit lost in music these days. Like, we like to give it to a grid, but it's humans don't really relate to it as strongly as just for people figuring it out in real time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I don't know if that answered your question, but it's definitely an answer.
No, I was going to say, I think you brought up... No, I mean, you brought up some really great, like, food for thought, though. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I mean, it was good.
I'm traditional in that rock and roll sense, where you just let the band play, you know, and it might move in tempo, and with us, we like to keep it quite open, you know. We won't play the same thing every night. I might hit a different fuzz pedal and things go in a different direction, or, you know, we'll play the room or whatever. So it's fun being a band like that, because you can really just adapt live.
How do you kind of end band practices? Like, what's your favorite ways to end band practices?
Usually just gassed. We're just, it's like an hour and a half, kind of had enough.
No, that's so fair. Like, I've got a couple of friends who are like, are involved in bands, and they're just, because it is very like mentally and physically taxing for, you know, like you're putting your all into like whatever you're creating. Mm. And so, yeah. But it's also really magical, like kind of seeing that physical just like lethargy from creating music. So
yeah, sometimes it's just worth hanging out so you get the feel of each other rather than actually playing the song.
Yeah.
You can you don't need to play every song. As long as you spend the time, you kind of you're in sync with each other, so you don't have to overplay everything, you know?
Yeah, and just connecting with each other.
Yeah.
And I guess just like wrapping things up, where can we see you next? Like, what's in store for the future?
We just had to turn down an opening date with Racing at the Mothership up in Auckland, which is a bit of a disappointment, but we're gearing up to play some gigs. We're releasing an album in September.
Ooh, so not too far away.
Nah, so...
A nice spring baby?
Yeah, exactly. We plan to get around the centres for that. We haven't really done a tour before. Keen to take Tehuhu on the road, so to speak.
Cool. No, that would be, I mean, that would be pretty legendary if you made your way down the South Island, you know?
with a hard copy.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming on live air with me today, Cameron. Oh, Cam, sorry. I don't know why I said it. But, yeah. Thank you for also just sharing your very, very, like, fruitful thoughts. And, yeah, it's been great. So
nice. I appreciate it.
Catch Tehuhu, keep up with all the different kind of streaming websites and Bandcamp.
We're on the internet.
Yeah. And here is Tūranga Wai Wai by Tehuhu.
That's our song. Sweet.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.